Hi, my name is Alicia. I will be talking about Edgar Allan Poe. I will be telling you information in the history of Edgar Allan Poe. I will also inform you how he became a writer. Edgar Allan Poe was born on January 19, 1809 in Boston, Massachusetts. Edgar Allan Poe was an American author, poet, editor, and literary critic considered part of the American Romantic movement. His most popular story in 1845 was The Raven. What influenced his writing was the struggles he went through. He really didn't know his parents, and his mother died when he was only 3 years old. He was separated from his siblings and then lived in Virginia with a tobacco merchant and the tobacco merchant's wife. He started writing stories in the back of the merchant's newspaper. Poe also struggled with women because he married a woman named Virginia when she was only 13 years old and he was 26 years old. His fiancée got engaged to someone else, and he left the merchant frustrated and heartbroken. His first book was Tamerlane in 1827, and Poe decided to join the army. Poe lived in a lot of states and finally settled with his aunt in Baltimore, but he also had a drinking problem. Poe suffered with the death of his wife, money issues, and a drinking habit. On October 3rd, Poe was supposed to go to Philadelphia and was found passed out with someone else's clothes on in Baltimore. He was taken to the hospital and died of an unknown death on October 7, 1849. Edgar Allan Poe's writing is different, unique, and dark. His stories relate to emotion, depression, loss of drama. A lot of Poe's stories seem to relate to loss, love, death, or all the above. His story, The Castle Amontillado, is mysterious and has a romantic style. In the story, the characters are the narrator and Fortunato. The setting takes place in an underground maze and tunnels where the climax happens. The conflict is man against self because of an insult. The monstrosser wants revenge because of an insult. The climax is when the monstrosser takes his friend Fortunato to an underground tunnel and getting him drunk. Before the monstrosser leaves, he chains up Fortunato and walls him up, and there Fortunato dies slowly. The resolution is Fortunato remained trapped in a room and died of starvation and was drunk. One literary device is foreshadowing luck when Montresor and Fortunato discuss the Montresor's family crest. Another literary device is dramatic irony, like we know something that one or more of the characters don't. One story that is similar to The Castle of Amontillado is The Raven, also written by Edgar Allan Poe. Both stories are short, dark, and mysterious. If you read both stories, they both have scary endings for the main characters. I believe you should read the stories of Castle Amontillado and The Raven if you like mysteries or darkness. If you've been through the depression and problems like death or money, sort of like Poe, you should read it because Poe made these stories based upon his struggles of depression and death. Other stories you might enjoy would be The Telltale Heart, The Black Cat, and The Pit of the Pendulum, and etc. I hope I gave you enough information from Poe, so there you go.